From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The debate over police shootings spurred by the protest in Ferguson, Missouri, has Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez promising to make big changes to the county police department. WLRN's Marva Hinton has the story.
In a town hall meeting in Little Haiti Thursday, Mayor Jimenez vowed to make body cameras mandatory for all Miami-Dade police officers. His budget calls for a preliminary order of 500 cameras at a cost of $1 million. The cameras are made by Taser, the company that makes the product by the same name, and can be worn on glasses or on a hat. There would be another $400,000 in cost for data storage. Jimenez told the audience he believes that if the officer in Ferguson had been wearing a camera, a lot of what has happened could have been avoided. The mayor has been criticized for threatening to make cuts to the police budget, which could lead to the loss of hundreds of positions within the department. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Scientists who met with Governor Rick Scott this week took their climate change message to the internet yesterday. In a webinar hosted by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, the scientists explained that greenhouse gas caused by human activities is impacting the environment. Eckerd College marine science professor David Hastings says the governor has to take the lead on mitigating the damage.
The costs for not taking action every year increase with every year as the sea level rises, the streets in Miami are flooded, our fresh drinking water is contaminated by rising seas and the salt water. We're seeing increased intensity of storms, coral reefs are dying off.
Well, the group wants the elimination of coal-fired power plants in favor of more renewable energy sources. Governor Scott hasn't said what his next steps will be. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.